VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. and Mexican officials continue negotiating today ahead of the deadline for imposing tariffs on Mexican goods. The United States is pushing Mexico to do more to curb the surge of Central American migrants. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico next week if no agreement is reached. Some Republican lawmakers, normally close political allies of Mr. Trump, have said they will try to block the tariffs with legislation. British Prime Minister Theresa May will officially step down as the leader of the Conservative Party today, but will remain Prime Minister until her successor is chosen. She announced her resignation 2 weeks ago. May will remain acting party leader during the leadership election process. Ethiopia's Prime Minister is in Sudan to mediate talks between the ruling military council and leaders of the pro-democracy protest movement. The United Nations Health Agency is concerned over the current Sudan government's crackdown, which has caused deaths and injuries. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Health Organization says it's gravely concerned over the targeting of patients, medical staff and facilities in Sudan during a military crackdown on protesters that killed over 100 people this week. The group says security forces are making incursions into Khartoum hospitals, forcing shutdowns of emergency and health services. WHO says tent clinics set up to treat injured protesters have been set on fire and destroyed, medical equipment looted, and healthcare workers assaulted. Rapes of female health workers have also been reported. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on this story and the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway say a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they say mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks. The three countries presented their initial findings to the UN Security Council on Thursday. Last month, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said it was clear that Iran was behind the attack. Meanwhile, a U.S. military general says a show of military force in the region prompted Iran to step back. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
General Frank McKenzie, the top commander of American forces in the Middle East, told reporters Thursday a U.S. buildup of forces in the region caused the Iranians to back up a little bit, but he added he doesn't think the threat has diminished. The U.S. rushed an aircraft carrier and other assets to the region in the early days of May in response to intelligence on Iranian preparations for potential attacks. McKenzie said Thursday the intelligence was compelling. He added that he, not the White House, initiated the moves to accelerate the deployment of the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Group and to dispatch B-52 bombers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russia and the United States are blaming each other for a near collision between their warships in the East China Sea on Friday. Both countries are accusing one another of dangerous and unprofessional behavior. The incident comes days after Washington and Moscow sparred over an allegedly unsafe spy plane intercept by a Russian fighter jet near Syria. United Nations human rights experts are calling for an international investigation into a staggering number of unlawful deaths and police killings in the Philippines. In a joint statement, the experts say Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has publicly intimidated activists and Supreme Court judges, degraded women, and incited violence against alleged drug pushers and others. The U.S. government's latest jobs report shows the pace of hiring slowed last month. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department says employers added 75,000 jobs in May, a modest increase well off this year's average monthly gain of 164,000. It follows a healthier gain of 224,000 jobs in April, but that number and March's were revised downward. Economists see it all as a sign businesses may have become more cautious in the face of slowing global growth, trade fights, and the fading stimulus from tax cuts and greater government spending. However, the unemployment rate remains at 3.6%, nearly a 50-year low, and wages rose 3.1% from a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been a wrong time.
Dr. John, the legendary pianist and musician, has died. He is best known for mixing black and white musical influences into his songs.
The Voice of OAN.